This is the special council meeting of February 14th. We're going to do some of our usual outline, which is to do a roll call, and we'll hear from Yadin Solutions and Landmark Engineering. The city manager, we're ready for the roll call.
Mayor Geiger?
Here.
Councilor Glazier?
Here.
Councilor Acker?
Here.
Councilor Westcamper?
Here.
Councilor Badgett?
Here.
Attorney Costigan?
Here.
The first 15 minutes of any special meeting are set aside for public comment. The public is welcome to address council on any matter pertaining to city business. Anyone wishing to address council should go to the podium, which is now right in the middle of the room. State your name and address for the record. Please remember that speakers are allowed up to 5 minutes to comment. The public forum is now open. I'll just remind everyone that we are going to hear a presentation, and then we will take questions and answers as long as there are questions. But if some people would like to make public comments now, please come to the podium.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm Lynn Barnard. I live here in Rockland. I'm here to address all of you, the council, Mayor Geiger, about scheduling the Harbor Management Commission meetings to take place here in this room as we go forward. We've had some problems with not having documentation for the public to know what's going on. And, you know, there's a lot of gossip going around, and I think it would be much better if in the future we have meetings here in this room so that we'll have video. And especially there's a meeting that's coming up next week on Tuesday, the 20th, where the Coast Guard is going to be making a presentation about the federal anchorage. And I think it would really be good if that could be here. But I'm not sure that, you know, it might be too late to schedule it. But Matt's office is awfully small. And if we have a big turnout, it's just not comfortable. And so that's my recommendation and my request that happen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ron Huber. I'm with Friends of Penobscot Bay. And I just wanted to make a few observations about the Harbor Management Commission as well. And I'm really wondering if it needs, well, new management. The chair, she's using the commissioner more or less as if the members are just sort of advisors that just rubber stamp whatever she perceives as consensus. You know, I urge the council, if there's a report given out today that's ostensibly the Harbor Management Commission's, you know, okay on this, that you not accept that. You know, as far as I can tell from going to the meetings, that wasn't arrived at being the proper decision-making. It doesn't really reflect the positions. And when I asked, but well, you know, by using consensus as opposed to voting, that you don't need to follow that rule. Well, I think it's a very important rule to follow. Transparency and accounting is when you follow the rules and you have a record and so on. And also I'm concerned that as a founder, perhaps, I don't know, of the Harbor Trail Committee, she's presumably negotiating with Yachting Solutions to get improvements of the trail or to the company that owns that land. Now, could that affect her position on the expansion plan? We don't know. There's no, on the Harbor Trail, like the Harbor Commission, no agendas, no minutes, nothing. Not even names of the members of the commissions. So I just, to avoid the appearance conflict, I just strongly urge Ms. Ruth to step down from chair. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to address council? If so, please step up to the podium.
I am Steve Hale. I own the Captain Jack Lobster Boat Tours here in Rockland. I think he's totally off base on the Harbor Committee. I think I've been on the Harbor Commission myself. I think they're doing a wonderful job. They do what they can. I know all the members. I don't have a problem finding out who's who. I and ask questions. I can go there and state my opinion if I want to. And I don't really have an issue with them. So, but the reason I'm here is to talk about this plan that they have in place. I like part of it, and I dislike a lot of it. The long pier going out and wanting to displace the 50 or so moorings, I think is totally off base. It's not going to enhance our harbor. It's going to do blockage to Harbor Park. I don't know if you've ever parked in Harbor Park, but if they put that long pier and two boats there, you're not going to get any vision of the harbor at all. It's going to be blocked out by cruise ships or mega yachts or whatever. And number two, it's going to be right in the channel. That channel is used a lot by a lot of people. And the other end of it, up by the fish pier, is where all the big sardine carriers and all that go. And I happen to use the South Channel a lot. It's easier for me to get in and out instead of navigating around the fishing town. I mean, we are a fishing town. You know, we always have. We want to be a multi-use harbor, which I understand. We're going to grow. We're getting bigger. But I think this plan that Yawning Solution has really needs to be thought of more. The piers are not laid out good. That long pier that goes out into the middle of the channel is not a good layout. It's not a good layout for anybody. And the other little places where they want to put, I can understand they want to grow, they want to bring more boats in, they want to make more money. You know, I can understand that. It just needs a lot more thought. I think this is being really rushed into, and I think it needs to be, people need to get together, sit down, talk about it, and figure out a good solution for everybody, not just for Yawning Solutions, who's want to privatize that end of the harbor. And let's face it, it belongs to everybody in Rockland. It doesn't just belong to a single entity. And I think that's what's trying to be done here. That's all I feel.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak before we move into the presentation? Please, sir.
My name is Christos Kalivas. I live at 7 Laurel Street here in Rockland. First, I have a question on how we're proceeding tonight. After the presentation of Yawning Solutions, is it my understanding that the public will only be allowed to ask questions? Will they be allowed to also comment on what they've heard and express opinions?
Certainly.
Then in that case, I'll reserve my comments for after their presentation. But I would like to say, a couple of weeks ago, I met with some friends. We were all concerned about what we knew to be the proposal that the Yawning Solutions is putting forth. And we quickly came to the conclusion that we should organize a citizens group to not only look at, but also consider whether we are for or opposed to the project. We decided to call ourselves Sensible Harbor Infrastructure Plan, SHIP as an acronym for short. Not a T, a P. And I want to stress the word sensible in that acronym because we're not opposed to sensible development and sensible expansion of the Yawning Solution facility. But we are opposed to anything which would be deemed unreasonable or overreaching. We certainly recognize that Stuart Smith and the entity that he controls, they have a right to propose some sort of development in the waterfront immediately in front of what I call the old MDNA facility. But in our opinion, the proposal that we see, and we're willing to listen to more tonight, but the proposal that we see, especially the long pier that Steve referred to, and the two adjacent piers to it, which, and I've read the application to the Maine Department of Transportation when they were seeking their grant of approximately $1 million. It's really for mega yachts. They keep referring to the fact that we need a mega yacht facility. They're not talking about small boats. They're talking about yachts 100 feet or more. We feel this is unreasonable. We feel it's overreaching. We've put together a petition, which we have here tonight, which we're hoping that the public, once you've heard both sides, once you've heard what Yachting Solutions is proposing, once you hear the comments afterwards, if you in any way feel that you're in opposition to this project, please sign the petition. Whether you agree with everything that's on it or not, you may have other reasons for opposing. There's a very brief description, very, very brief, some of the elements that we're concerned about. It's important to sign it because the more people that we have who express their opposition, the stronger that opposition will be, not just before this council, but there's going to be hearings before the Maine Department of Transportation. There's going to be a hearing before the Submerged Land Group. There's going to be a hearing before the Army Corps of Engineers. We want to make our voice heard, so it is very important. We have extra sheets. You're more than welcome to take them. If you know of other people who aren't here tonight that might want to sign, get their signatures and get them back. But collectively, we have a voice, and if we're heard, perhaps it'll be the people's will that's going to be followed, not the interest of some wealthy property owners and developers.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak before council?
I'm Joe Steinberger. I'm a little shorter than the person before me. I don't want to speak a long time. I've lived in Rockland for 35 years. I really love this city. It's a wonderful place. Nothing has happened in all those 35 years that was more a threat to the character of our community than this proposal. I'd be glad to elaborate on that with anyone who wants to talk to me, but I'm not going to go into further detail. The other point that I'd like to make is that though the developers are claiming that the real authority is the federal government and not us, and that we basically have to sit back and let this happen, I do not believe that for a minute. I do not believe that the federal government is going to support them in doing something that the city of Rockland clearly does not want, and that the city of Rockland says threatens our community. So the idea that we can't do anything about it is, I think, absolutely wrong.
Thank you
very much.
Hi, I'm Nancy Fitzgerald, and I'm a citizen in Rockland. And I do not favor this plan with Yachting Solutions at all in any way. I have to write this down because I don't think off the cuff. In my opinion, our harbor is our crown jewel. It is what draws people to our community. It is our past, our present, and hopefully our future. We should seek to preserve it for our grandchildren and their grandchildren, rather than give it away forever to a company that caters to the wealthy. These people will come here for a few weeks out of the year, but the damage to our harbor will be forever. Reports are that 54 moorings will have to be removed to make way for this giveaway. That will be 54 mooring fees that the city of Rockland will no longer receive on an annual basis. If the plan is to move them further into the bay and have these small boat owners row out to them, then why can't the mega yacht owners with their motorboats do the same? There is a proposal to move the Harbor Masters building to Bowie Park, where space is already limited. What about the groups that use our public landing, such as the Lobster Festival, the Blues Festival, Maine Boats, Homes, and Harbors? The park is busy all the time. What about those who come down to enjoy one of the few public places in Rockland where we have public access to the water? While not everyone enjoys the cruise ships, they do bring benefits to our city and are usually only here for 24 hours. This plan would force them out. Using a channel that is meant for larger vessels places those in small boats at risk. What about Station Maine rowing programs that use our waters to teach water skills, teamwork, and confidence to many people? It appears from published blueprints, which were very hard to see in the paper, that slips will be placed in a way that will prevent those standing at Rockland's public landing to see out toward the islands. On any day, summer or winter, come down to the public landing and observe the number of people who are walking along the boardwalk, sitting in their cars, standing along the granite wall, all here because of the view of the harbor. In the winter, people come down to see the fury of the sea or to watch over their boats. In summer, in spring, it's great to see our harbor come alive again as boats are launched in preparation for summer. In summer, our harbor is busy, packed with people in canoes, kayaks, rowboats, small motorboats, lobster boats, sailboats, and up in size. Yes, we do see larger boats as well, but the point is we can see them. Even the Great Crate Race would be gone with this plan. We can enjoy our harbor even if we never set foot in a boat ourselves. If this plan is allowed to take place, our scenic view will be destroyed permanently. Why is it that the city of Rockland is considering giving away our heritage when in the next town over, Owlshead is looking to expand public access to the ocean? Why hasn't Yachting Solutions looked into the harbors at Camden or Rockport? While this is completely up to the Rockland City Council to approve or not, their decisions affect not only the citizens of Rockland, but also those in the surrounding communities and beyond. The one thing that pulls people into Rockland is our harbor, whether for a day trip out to one of the islands or maybe just passing through, getting a snack, an ice cream, going to the public landing to watch the boats while you eat it, maybe even looking for a new place to relocate to. I truly hope the Rockland City Council will think long and hard before voting in the wrong direction and giving away the one thing that makes Rockland special among similar communities. We have a beautiful and active harbor, and we should preserve it at all costs, not give it away to a private for-profit company to make a playground for the wealthy. Thanks. Before anyone else speaks, I need to say a few things so that we have time to actually hear what the facts are. Because that last statement, while impassioned, and I feel the same way about the harbor that you do, contained many outright inaccuracies. So let me just start here by saying we are here tonight to hear a presentation by a group that currently have a business called Yachting Solutions. They have received a grant in November from the federal government for $800,000 to do an expansion of a business that has already been in place for several years. There is a second part to this presentation, and that is, what are the possibilities for the city in terms of the parts of the Inner Harbor that we control? So I want to be very clear. We're talking two things. One is reality. One is an $800,000 grant and an expansion of an existing business. The second is the first of many, many conversations that our city will have about what happens to our public landing, Bowie Park, and the parts of Rockland that we feel passionately about, including the view corridor. Let me also say that, to my surprise, the Rockland City Council has very little to say about what happens out there. The reality is that the state controls the harbor, the federal government controls the bay. What we control are what happens when people get out of their boats and come onto the land. From my understanding, they will need to get permits from the DEP, from the Army Corps of Engineers, and we will indeed have an opportunity to give our opinion about this plan. They also will need to go before the Planning Commission, Rockland's Planning Commission, for some parking issues. But that's all. There will not be a vote by council, but we are as interested in you as you are in what's going to happen to our harbor, what this plan is, how it impacts the harbor, and is there a way for us to come to the other side of this that is very much win-win? And I believe there is. So this is a new idea. They found out about their grant in November. Let's give them the opportunity to walk us through what their plan is. That's part one. What they can do with the grant money they received and the grant proposal they put forward. And then the second part is very much with the City of Rockland as a partner. So, is there anyone else who wants to make a last comment before we go? And please, let's wait for facts. If you want to ask questions now to make sure they're covered, by all means. But let's not presume we know.
I wanted to, I'm Debbie Atwell from Rockland. I wanted to explain this flyer I handed out. It's excerpts from the Department of Environmental Protection when they decided that the Samoset could not put a marina out at the breakwater. And I just thought it was encouraging to share with everyone here tonight the reasons. And one of the biggest reasons was the Natural Resources Protection Act requires that an applicant demonstrate that the activity will not unreasonably interfere with existing scenic, aesthetic, recreational, or navigational use. It goes on, well, what is an existing use? And this is Mr. Cassidus from the Department of Environmental Protection who rejected the Samoset's proposal, saying, although the beach area where the pier would be anchored is owned by the applicant, the public has historical access and use of the near shore and intertidal areas for an extensive period of time. Existing uses at a site include recreational access, tourism, navigation, and commercial fisheries. It goes on. Now, we're talking about the Samoset, but it's the same breakwater harbor. It's the same thing, only this is bigger. This Mr. Cassidus goes on to say, the marine area inside the breakwater is currently used as a safe place for boats and schooners to moor during storms. The area directly adjacent to the breakwater is a significant area in the harbor for lobster fishermen to set their traps. This area currently provides a typical habitat type for juvenile and young lobsters. The department received documents prepared by local lobstermen, as well as a petition opposing the proposed pier with 39 signatures of Rockland lobstermen with their lobstering license numbers. Letters from the lobstermen state that the area is a prime inshore lobster fishing ground that is safe from storms and boating activities. Lobsters are abundant in the area because of crevices in the breakwater, kelp beds, and eelgrass beds. The construction of this pier would displace a significant amount of lobstering. The department finds that the placement of permanent sections of the pier, dolphins, and floating pilings will interfere with lobster fishing activity as it currently exists.
Beth, you have 1 more minute.
All right. I better make it a good one. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, after reviewing these submittals, the department has determined that all scenic vistas examined will be adversely affected through the construction of the proposed 860-foot pier and ancillary shore development. The most drastic scenic impact will occur to views from the Marine Memorial Park, blah, blah, blah. The proposed pier will become the primary structure visible from this vantage point, obstructing views of the historic breakwater and the harbor. The department concurs that Memorial Park, Park Beach, and the breakwater are components of existing scenic and aesthetic uses of Rockland Harbor. So I just thought that was good for us to hear tonight. Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Public forum is now over.